So we can never forget the owner in a small account, if it's the owner, sometimes it's a plant manager, whatever, and we can never forget the purchasing people because they can be a real obstacle down the road. So get them involved, get our account contact to take us up there and introduce us and bring them up to date. What if the customer is an old friend? If he's an old friend, he could be a strategic linkage. He can tell you how many people are in the account. If he's an old friend, we can get information about the account that we might not be able to get some other way. We can ask them about what their budget is. We can ask them about who they buy most of their stuff from. We can get information. He's a strategic linkage to help us to trade the account. So make sure you keep track of people. They move around. Where do they go? Track them down and see if they can help you get into the account. You want to try to find out exactly how much his company is buying and from whom, and you want to write it down. That's some piece of information that is huge in terms of making your plans for accounts, knowing who you're working up against, and you can size up these competitive sales guys, what they know, who they are, that sort of thing. And the best thing, if you got a guy who's really good, like there was a guy, John Bertoli, when I was in the field, worked out in Southern California, he was really good. And I got to know him. I tried to hire the guy, get him to work for us, you know, but I couldn't do it. So that's something you could do maybe. If you get a guy, get him out of the field, hire the guy. And I've heard some of you talking about we're trying to hire guys here or there or whatever. Maybe you can get a competitor to become one of us. Your goal should be to earn the dominant share of your account's business. And here's a little thing on this Lanchester thing in the middle of page 38. Lanchester's share, once you get to 26%, they can't knock you out. If you get to 26%, they can't knock you out because it's too expensive. You got over a quarter of their business, and it's too expensive for them to get rid of you, so they got to keep you. Anything below that, from a theoretical point of view, they can consolidate you out. So the first thing you want to do is find out what's the market share of all the guys that are there. And you can find out market share by going in a crib and walking it off. You know, here's, you know, two steps of Sandvik, you know, one step of ISCAR or whatever, and that's one way. You can go out and you can count the tools, like how many yellow boxes, how many red boxes, how many of these boxes, and so on. You count boxes, get like on a spot basis and get some measure. They ought to be able to tell you that. Somebody can, whether they will or not, I don't know. But we want to try to find out if they got a bunch of 2 or 3% market share guys, we could consolidate them buying our stuff if we look at what they're buying from them. Because why can they be consolidated? Let me ask you that. Let's say they got four suppliers, each selling them 3 or 4% of what they buy. How can you consolidate those into your stuff? Well, here's the deal. If I'm selling a company 3% of what they buy, I can't afford to defend it because my market share is just not big enough at the account, and I'm probably only getting up there once a quarter or whatever, and that business isn't being served properly by the supplier. So, but if you could take 2% or 3% here, another 2 or 3, now you got 6, and maybe you had 3 or 4 going in, so now you got 10. Now you can afford to go to that account regular. You can justify the time there, and that's the way it's done. So find out the market share of your competitors. What stuff don't they care about? Now, this guy, somebody was talking about, they like Kennametal. You know, in the account, they like Kennametal. Don't fight it. Is there something else you can do? You know, go after some other opportunity and don't try to tackle that big thing, and a key buying influence might do you more harm than good. You know, just be respectful. Keep coming back. Look for opportunities. Try to find out who are the market guys, who's providing market share, and so on. You want to get to 26% market share because then you can't be consolidated out. Once you get to 42% share, your market will grow automatically. That's the essence of that. At 42% share, you will be so pervasive in the factory that your stuff will be used on all their new stuff just automatically. And everybody in the place will have your literature.
I'm finding that in one of my accounts. And once we're at a certain point,
it just starts growing automatically. And I also think every time you start off a meeting, you ought to be, you know, once you get in the account pretty firm and you're having like training programs going on regularly or project meetings and things of this nature, which we'll be talking about, you can say to them, I want you to know that I really appreciate your business and our market share here at this account now, we judge to have jumped rather dramatically, and I want to thank you personally for giving me that extra business. I never want to mention how much, you know, like, now we're doing 600,000, guys. My God, don't ever say that to a customer because they're immediately going to say, Well, I'm going to cut that back right away. You know, that's too much. So, but we thank them for market share. We thank them for business. And we provide them with ways to order more. So if we're in there and we have our milling cutters in there pretty good, we have a meeting. We say, listen, I just want you to be aware that we have this other line. And you pass out the threading catalog so that, you know, now they start seeing it. And you always want to have a distributor's card or, you know, that little sticker that they put on those things so that they, when they pick it up, they know how to buy it locally. That's a key. So always get, you know what I'm talking about, right? Distributor's little sticker there with their phone numbers on it. Okay, your proposal. Proposals, there's one thing about proposals. Bigger is better. Now, if I ask a group, tell me what you think our proposal should be. 1 page, 3 page, or 5 page. Most people will say 1 page, which is absolutely and totally wrong. And I'll tell you why.